Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
If you really want to have fun with old pictures when we used to all print them, what you do is you take a lighter and you put it right under the person's head a little bit, and it makes their head bubble up really big, and then it pops into a...
BJ,
where in the hell did you go to school? Where did you pick this crap up?
You take
Who
a,
thinks
I feel like there's some issues going
I'm
on there.
Saying,
bubble somebody's head?
Yeah.
Jamie.
You take a picture and the picture's up, right? And then you put a lighter a little bit under their head, right? Like this. Their head just starts getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then...
You're evil. You are evil, Jamie White.
It's super fun.
Who figures that out? Oh.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
All right, 6:05. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, starting just a little bit late today because Jamie's not here. She is in El Paso, Texas. If you know the saga, she's out trying to get a passport for her summer vacation to go to the Bahamas. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
What's up, Schmidel?
Good morning.
Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was great, actually.
I had really good
paintball practice, and then I slept for about 12 hours straight. That was awesome.
Were you sleeping or were you passed out?
It was a little bit of both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I detected that when you told me that this morning. I didn't want to say anything to embarrass you here in front of Carson, so I thought I'd just wait till we got on the air.
Yeah, I mean, I was just exhausted.
Yeah, fifth of liquor will do that for you. It'll wear you out, man. It'll wear you out. Yes, Carson, how was your weekend?
It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it was a lot of moving and just all over the place. I had a disco party on Saturday. That pretty much was all day. We were decorating and stuff like that.
A disco party?
Yeah.
What sparked the disco party?
So it was my sister-in-law's birthday. So she flew into town to throw this party at her house, and we threw it. And it was, you know, afros. Bell bottoms.
I don't think you could do afros.
Glittery shirts. Why not?
Dude, I don't think I would have said that.
Why?
Because I don't think you're supposed to in this day and age.
No, it was not. It was nothing crazy.
Am I off on this or what?
I mean, I think certain people can have afros, but then, yeah. You might be on point.
It was blonde.
You might be on point. All good, though. So a good weekend?
Yeah, it was great.
Very good. Like I said, Jamie's not here today, and she's in El Paso, Texas. She's down there to get her her passport, which is a big deal because a lot of people are searching for passports. And I really think we're going to play you a story a little bit later on about this. I think the girl can't go on her... Is it the senior trip?
Yeah, the senior trip. She wants to go down to Mexico.
Okay, and she can't go because she can't get a passport, right?
Correct.
I think they stole this story from us.
It sounds like it.
I don't think this girl exists.
It literally sounds like copy and paste from last week.
I swear, this story is about Jamie White, okay? They've taken that, and they've ran with it, and they've created this senior in high school. I'm telling you. It's too close.
I saw the headline, and I was like, wait a minute, hold on.
When you hear it, you'll definitely think it.
Yeah, and we'll play it for you just a little bit later on. Plus, I think Jamie's going to talk to us a little bit later, right?
Yeah, I think she said 7:30 and then like between 8 and something like that.
Yeah.
Just whenever she has time.
All right, I think she's going to be speaking to us. I don't know what her plans are today. I don't know if she's supposed to be at the passport office in El Paso.
Yeah, I don't even know what time her appointment is.
Yeah, I don't know either. I have no clue. So we'll work it out as we go this morning. All right, giving you a chance to win $1,000 this morning. We'll do that too. That comes up at 7:10. We'll give you a code word where you can win some summer bonus cash. $1,000 on the line. 21 Pilots tickets. We have those coming up this morning at what, 8:30?
Is that right? Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. 8:30. All right. And I think this is for the show that's at Ball Arena.
Yep. We have Ball Arena tickets all week.
All right. So Ball Arena tickets with 21 Pilots. That's coming up this morning at 8:30. You don't go anywhere. It's going to be super, super busy today. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Monday morning. Oh, look, they're doing the story right now. I'm looking at Fox 31, and they're doing this story about a passport, which we really are suspecting this morning that possibly we provided this story for them. And they've made up some little senior high school girl who can't go on her senior trip. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but it just seems a little suspicious.
It's oddly similar to the saga that we've been experiencing.
All right. So Jamie is down in El Paso. You've heard the story. She's going on a summer vacation out of the country to the Bahamas. And in order to go, you got to have your passport. Well, she's got hers. It's just her 14-year-old, little Ralphie, doesn't have his. So he has to stay home unless he gets a passport. Well, she's tried everything here in Denver. And even a couple other, you know, surrounding areas too, and hasn't been able to secure any type of a meeting with these people to get in there and get a passport, right? So she finally found one in El Paso, Texas, and flew there yesterday and has an appointment to get that passport today.
Yeah. I can't believe she actually got one, so hopefully.
And if you listen to this story, now, Spadil, you've heard it. I've not heard it yet, but I've seen it on TV here, okay?
Yeah.
But it's very close.
It's almost the exact same story.
Same story.
It's just she was supposed to go on a Friday instead of a Monday.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
All right. Senior in high school.
Yes.
Senior trip.
Audrey Pillai is just trying to go on her senior trip to Cozumel, Mexico to finish high school on somewhat of a normal note after a not-so-normal year.
It's been a hard year, and we were just really hoping to be able to give this to her for being such a great...
All right, I guess she's real. I'll back down.
Great kid.
But those plans quickly came to a halt when she realized about 10 days before her trip, her passport had expired in March of this year.
It wasn't even something that crossed my mind, like to check if my passport was expired.
Audrey is supposed to leave this Wednesday.
We exhausted pretty much every option there was.
According to the U.S. Department of Travel website, right now, regular passport services can take up to 18 weeks, and expedited services can take up to 12 weeks. Some agencies and centers have in-person expedited service appointments, but the person applying must be traveling internationally in the next 72 hours, leaving Audrey only this Monday and Tuesday to get an appointment.
Uh-oh. There's like no appointments anywhere.
But not giving up on going.
I looked at every single spot in the country.
She did have a glimpse of hope during
El Paso, maybe? Maybe you want to get on a flight now to El Paso, or maybe you just call Jamie, have her to pick one up for you.
Oh, yeah, that'd be convenient.
She's already there, right?
And my friend actually got me the appointment in Seattle.
She bought herself a flight and made it to Seattle Thursday for her appointment on Friday. Uh-oh. But after getting into town, her appointment was canceled because on Thursday, Juneteenth officially became a federal holiday that was observed on Friday.
Super casual, like, sorry, we had to cancel your appointment. We're closed.
Man, I hope not. But I smell something with this particular trip with Jamie.
I'm a little scared.
There's been red flags all over the place.
You know, I didn't want to say that. I really didn't.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I just know Jamie, okay? And things can go wrong.
Oh, all the time. She has really bad luck.
I just have a bad vibe. Something. There's something that's going to a roadblock.
Now, this is my fear that she gets there. She's there, right? She's in El Paso right now. But what if she shows up to her appointment and we told her, how many times did we tell, double check that you have everything, please. She's going to get there. And she's not going to have something. They're going to be like, sorry.
Just missing one piece of paper.
We can't do it.
I hope that's not.
I hope
she'll
not.
Get there and there's going to be a sign on the door that says, we're celebrating Juneteenth.
I'm going to feel so bad for her if that's the case because she has worried her butt off over this.
Oh, it's tormenting her.
It's consumed her entire life.
Oh, by the way, look what Fidel found for me. You know, so. can play it for her when she comes on the air with us in about an hour or so. Who is this again?
Marty Robbins.
The West Texas town of El Paso. I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Nighttime with a passport, but I'm screwed. Would play and footing would whirl. Oh, boy. All right. We'll talk to her in about an hour or so. We'll see what's going on.
Oh, I can't wait.
I hope everything's okay.
No joke.
I'm telling you.
After all this?
I have a bad feeling right now. Do you? But we'll find out.
I had a bad feeling all day yesterday. When I knew that she was at the airport ready to go, I'm like, oh, my God. I hope she's double-checked everything because I could see her getting there and something missing and, it would be a nightmare.
See, that's my biggest fear.
Because at that point, the trip's over.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I mean, the Bahamas is done.
Yeah, I mean, unless they get that 72-hour thing, but I don't think that she's going to rely on that.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you can actually get that because all the appointments are gone.
I wouldn't book a trip to the Bahamas based on a 72-hour appointment that you can get in there and get it done.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, when we come back, Carson is in trouble with the HOA.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I got my first letter.
Yep, got a letter. You got a letter. And for a guy like you, it probably drives you nuts.
Oh, I hate it.
It probably really made you mad.
Well, and especially the way it went down, because it's their fault. It's not even my fault.
I listen to him.
It's their fault.
Just already blaming someone else.
Yeah, it's not my fault.
You hear the anger? Also, it's Amazon Prime Day, right?
Oh, today I forgot about that.
Today is Amazon Prime Day. Spadil, you want to see if you can find some audio on that?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's day one of two.
Yeah, today and tomorrow, right, the 21st, 22nd, Amazon Prime Day. We'll get into that, the HOA. It's all coming up next.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I think today's supposed to be around 70 degrees. I don't think it's supposed to be that hot today.
Yeah, 70 degrees is the high.
Is it?
Yep. It's going to be nice and cool.
It's not that I don't trust you. Let me take a look here. 73 degrees for a high today.
Yeah.
And then back into the 90s for tomorrow and for Wednesday. So near 100 by Wednesday. Oh, boy. Here we go again. All right. So Carson comes in this morning. And he tells me that he's gotten a letter, that nasty letter you get from the HOA. What happened? Well, why'd you get a letter? I thought you were pristine. I thought you're the kind of guy that counts the blades of grass in the yard. And know exactly, you know, in fact, you shame other neighbors, not you. But you shame other neighbors because you're so pristine with your yard.
I am very proud of my lawn and my landscaping. Yes, I will admit that. So anyway, we have a tree. And it's a small tree. It's nothing huge. It's the one that's been planted there ever since we moved in, right? And it's right in the front of our yard, our one patch of grass. And it died. It was struggling last year, so it's dead. It's definitely dead. And I was waiting for an HOA letter. I knew it was going to happen. I just didn't know when because I just didn't know what to do with it. It's definitely dead, but here's my thing. Here's my gripe about it. They gave me 10 days to cut it down or get or remove it, they say, replace it, whatever. Otherwise, I get fined.
How much?
It's probably like maybe $50 to $100.
Really?
Yep.
$50 to $100. That's not too bad. I could see maybe $500 to $1,000 really threaten you with it. You know what I mean?
Can they fine you more than once?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
If you keep not like in compliance, yeah, they can fine you as much as they want.
Yeah, because like $50 is less than the tree removal would cost.
Yeah.
So I was going to say, like, if you only have to eat it once, like, just eat it.
But, yeah, right. That's why I'm saying that it has to go up from there because $50 is nothing.
Yeah, I'm sure if you're not in compliance and you keep doing that, then, yeah, they'll probably charge you more just because they want it done. So anyway, I got the letter, and I cut it down over the weekend, but I also fired back to them, and I said that they need to buy me a new tree because it's the one that they planted.
So you're playing hardball with them.
Yeah. All right. Now, listen, and I do have people that will back me up in the neighborhood because the trees that they have planted ever since, because it's a relatively new community. I've only been living in this house for 4 years. We built it. We're the first owners. But they did the front landscaping. That was all them. All the bushes, all the trees, everything. They've done all the landscaping throughout the community, obviously. And there's been multiple, both these summers, so the last two summers, they have had to replace maybe 20 trees just on communal property, like on the sidewalks and stuff like that, because they died. So I'm going to go with that. It's their fault.
Yeah.
They planted a bad tree. They gave me a bad tree in the first place. So why is it my problem? Because all the trees I planted in the backyard, they're fine.
Let me give you a little bit of advice, okay, on this. You're about to open a can of worms here, okay? Because over a tree, a little tree that you could run over to the tree farm, you know that place. You could run up there and get you a tree, throw a tree in the ground, everything's cool. What you're going to do is you're going to start a little war with the HOA. And once you do that, they never stop. They're going to always be tagging you for something. Something it can be just a gutter that looks a little too wide, jammed up,
whatever, wide or whatever.
Color, whatever. Yeah. But they're going to continue. Don't you see what I'm saying, Spadil?
Oh yeah, they're going to come after you if you do that.
They're terrible about just hounding you once you get on their list. You get on the blacklist of the HOA, it never stops. You'll eventually have to sell the house and move.
You know
also,
what?
I'd say it's on your responsibility. You own the property. Like, if I bought a house from someone and then the tree that they placed there died, it's not on the previous owner.
Yeah.
It's on the person who currently owns the property.
I don't care. They need to pick better trees. If you're going to plant a tree in someone's front yard before they even move in, it needs to be up to standards.
Yeah,
you can't give me a half dead tree and then it actually dies and say that it's my fault.
But if the previous owner of the house that I just bought planted a crappy tree that I didn't like and it died, it's still on me to replace it and put a tree in that I like.
But the thing is they have a history of planting bad trees because the last 2 years they have had to replace 20 to 50 trees in the community.
And what are you going to do? Go to court and sue them? It's going to cost you thousands of dollars.
I am not losing this battle.
Small claims court is not worth it.
I fired back at them. They're gonna pay for my new tree. They're gonna pay for it. I don't care. I don't care what I have to do. And I don't. Right. I'll rage a war. Bring it on.
All right. Today is day one of Amazon Prime Day. You know, here's something that I haven't really figured out yet with Amazon Prime. Why haven't they gone to a full week? I mean, the Prime Day's been going on for how long? It's been around for, what, 5-6 years at least?
At least. I want to say like 10. Yeah.
Maybe 10 years. Aren't you surprised they haven't gone to a full week? Because they've done a great job. First, it was Prime Day. And then it became 2 days. And that was just, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I think, that it became 2 days. Why wouldn't you just go all week? Simply because, and make the deals better as the week goes.
They definitely need to make these deals better because they were kind of weak. Yeah. At least last year. I haven't looked at them that much this year, but last year was not a good
They've got some pretty good ones. They've got Apple AirPods that are $100 off, or actually $100 all in.
Oh, that's a good
deal. So that's pretty sweet. Yeah. Apple Watch is like $279. That's pretty good.
I think the electronics are going to be your best deals. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, aren't the deals a little bit better tomorrow than they are today?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know about that part.
I thought that's the way they kind of flow. They kick it off kind of lackluster, and then the deals pick up as the sales go on.
They do those lightning deals where it's like, you only have an hour to buy this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
I'm still surprised you don't go full week, though. And see, by Wednesday, you really kick it up a notch. You know, you could sell like a Jaguar for $2. You know what I'm saying?
Make it a Ferrari for $50.
You're talking about getting people to talk about you. That's how you do it.
Yeah, you just sell one Jag for $2.
Yeah, for $2. Yeah. For a Jag. Coming up this morning also, Jamie is in El Paso, Texas, trying to get a passport. You know that story. Well, we'll talk to her in about 45 minutes or so. Is that the game plan, Spadil? Yeah, around 7:20, 7:30.
Yeah.
I don't have an exact time.
I got to see what her actual appointment is.
All right, if you'll reach out to her and find out. All right, we'll talk to Jamie in El Paso to get that passport. We'll do that in less than an hour.
BJ and Jamie.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, and your shot at $1,000. It's summer bonus cash. We'll do that in about 20 minutes, giving you a code word to win that $1,000. And if you haven't heard the Carmelo Anthony story from the weekend, oh my goodness. Did this guy go to he tried everything to cover up this baby mama,
This is so crazy. It's diabolical if you think about it.
Carmelo Anthony. I guess Lala has filed for divorce, right?
Yeah.
It's over. All right, if you haven't heard the story, we'll give it to you next. Hang on. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Uh-oh. Hey, Spadil, did you wake her up?
I think I woke her up. She didn't sound very happy.
Just called to check on Jamie. She's in El Paso. And We want her on the air in about 20, 30 minutes or so, and I think she's asleep.
Yeah, she had that kind of like quiet voice, like she was inside and she was not supposed to be talking, but it was also just because she had just woken up.
I think it's easy to take a siesta down in El Paso.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, and she probably forgot all about that. She said, yeah, I'll call in.
Yeah.
She's probably not even in a hotel room. She's probably in a hammock somewhere. You know what I mean? Kind of passed out from the night before.
Yeah, just got a mat or a hat over her head.
Yeah, yeah, a little siesta down there, right? All right, we'll try to talk to Jamie here in just a little bit. If you've not heard this, Carmelo, and actually, Carson, you and Spadil probably know the story a little bit better than I do, but it did break over the weekend that Lala has filed for a divorce from Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo, former Denver Nugget, he married her. Wasn't she a part of MTV at one time or something? She did a TV show, right?
She had a reality show. That was a big part of the reason why they went to New York.
Yeah.
Was because she wanted to push that show. I don't remember what it was called, though.
Yeah, I remember. It had something to do. I thought it was MTV.
Was it like Basketball Wives?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I don't know. But it was announced over the weekend that she filed for divorce. Well, now the word's coming out that the reason she filed for divorce is because she knows of an affair that he had. And not only did he have an affair, but also twins have been born. They got born, I guess they were born in, what, April of this year?
Something like that's what the story says.
All right, so she finds out about this other woman. The woman now has come forward to say, yes, it's true. Carmelo and I have had a relationship for quite a while. And now she's claiming that he flew her to London. Carmelo did. Flew her to London, this mistress, and that's where she had the babies? Is that right?
To keep it all secret, yes, correct.
Yeah, all to hide it.
So they could hide it from the American press. And plus, if you think about it, right now in the UK, you get there, you can't come back here.
Yeah, they're locked down still.
So he doesn't have to take care of the kids
either. So he found the perfect place to put her in his mind.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So he sent her to the UK so she can't come back with the babies.
That's genius, really.
And then after the two were born, he completely ghosted her. He's cut her off. Like, he's not even talking to her.
And there's no way that she can really do that much about it if he doesn't answer his phone, right? I mean, she's stuck in the UK because she can't travel because of the COVID.
And that's partially why she's coming forward, because she wants him to obviously be in the kids' lives.
Yeah. And then, I guess, she also claims this is the woman that Carmelo's had the twins with. She's also claiming that Lala's best friend, Kim Kardashian, hired a private investigator to find out her identity for Lala, so that she knew exactly who this woman was, which makes no sense to me. I would think Lala has plenty of connections for her to hire her own private investigator.
Yeah.
She doesn't need Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that's right? Kind of weird.
That seems weird. So I don't know if I believe that part of the story, because, I mean, obviously Carmelo's wife could do this on her own. She doesn't have to have Kim.
You would think so, yeah.
Yeah, but what a crazy story. And he's got a 14-year-old, you're saying?
He does have a 14-year-old son with Lala.
And I guess these babies were born prematurely and had some problems.
Yeah,
it was like 8 months.
Yeah, and they're still in the hospital.
Are they?
Yeah, in the NICU.
Wow. All right, well, it appears that Lala's had enough.
That's now, a wild
story. Now, when did this woman ever get back home?
No idea.
She has to get vaccinated before she can even leave, I guess,
and the kids
right?
are,
I don't know.
The kids are London's or UK citizens, right? Because they're born there?
Not necessarily. I think you have to apply that way.
Okay.
I don't think so, because she claims in the story that he tried to get her to make them UK citizens. And the way the story reads, she denied it. She wanted them to remain U.S.
citizens.
Yeah. I guess you could have, dual.
Yeah.
Right?
That's crazy, though. He flew her all the way out there just to keep it a secret.
To hide her.
Dang.
Her and the babies. You wanted to hide
That's
everything. Wild.
That's going to all lengths right there.
Money on the way. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Little AJR. Hope everybody had a great Father's Day weekend. It was pretty nice for me. I got a phone call from a long-lost son who I had not talked to in the past 3 months or so.
Wow.
Yeah, he'd moved from California to New York. So I heard from the oldest son. Well, in fact, he and I went to lunch yesterday. Little Frog, obviously, he's at home. So I had a some good times with him. And then I heard from my son in Los Angeles and the kid in New York. So I'm always happy with the least bother to pick up the phone.
So all of them, you didn't get, everyone remembered Dad.
I did not get dissed this year. Is that
nice?
Cool,
nice.
Yeah. Shmadil, did you diss your dad this year?
No, I got him a $50 gift card to Total Wine, and then we just had a little bit of lunch. And
All
right. Well, very cool. So yeah. You took care of dear old dad.
Yeah, it's the first time I bought him something for Father's Day for a while.
Oh.
So. Yeah, I got a Cabela's gift card. I'm really notorious, though, for not using the gift cards.
Why?
Cabela's is good for you, though.
I know. There's not one really close to my house. And sometimes I just let them expire. And I'm just bad about it.
Oh, I get so geeked out when I get a gift card. I'm like, yes, it's like free money.
Yeah.
I like to go shopping.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, you should. But and Cabela's is so big. You could spend hours there.
It's a thought that counts, though. Yeah, I can get myself a shirt. Maybe I get myself one of those like bright orange hunter's vests.
Oh yeah. That'd be nice.
I can wear it here in the studio. Look good on like Facebook Live or something.
That way we can see you at all times.
Oh yeah. That way I don't get shot by you guys. All right. Hey, what happened with this hot air balloon accident over the weekend?
It was crazy. A bunch of winds picked up yesterday. And
was this at Chatfield?
There was one at Chatfield, and I think there was one other place, too.
Chatfield's where they both took off from. There was two different hot air crashes, but the second one crashed in Waterton after taking off from Chatfield.
Okay.
All right, here's the report.
Travis Dodd knew Father's Day would be memorable, but not...
I thought it would be a Father's Day story.
It has to be, right?
I mean, yeah, I felt like that because it was a little breezy yesterday morning, and so I felt like that they... kind of felt forced to go up because it was Father's Day. Does
yeah.
that make sense?
Don't want to let anyone down.
You don't go up when it's windy.
Right. Normally, you wouldn't go yesterday morning, but since it was Father's Day, let's give it a chance. Let's take a little risk here. And I felt like that's what it was before I even knew, this part of the story.
Travis Dodd knew Father's Day would be memorable, but not like this.
Pretty dramatic, right?
Dodd shooting cell phone video at Chatfield Reservoir of two hot air balloons in distress before crashing.
Thought they were going to make the elevation, and they didn't make the elevation. Then I realized really quickly that it was a pretty dire moment.
A dire moment just minutes after those two balloons had left the Chatfield launch site around 7 a.m. One balloon crashed at the state park. Three people sent to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
One landed over here on the west side and took a good tumble. Looked like they struggled a little bit, and then the balloon picked up and took off again over the lake and landed over that way somewhere.
The second coming down in the Roxborough area in Waterton Canyon. Five people aboard, none needing to go to the hospital.
Holy moly, five people aboard? I think that's quite a few people for a basket.
Yeah, it sounds pretty heavy.
It does. So one time, let's see here, how long ago? Maybe, it's probably been 8-9 years ago. We were talking about hot air balloons here on the air. And so a guy here in town... who flies out of Chatfield, called up, excuse me, and said he would take me on a ride on a hot air balloon because I'd never been before, and that's what we were talking about. So I went down and met him, his wife, and a couple other people.
You went?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, man. I know that you hate helicopters, so it doesn't make sense to me that you would get in a hot air balloon.
Well, guess what? It didn't go so well.
Really?
No. It did not go as well as I thought it would, as smoothly. But I think for hot air balloon people, I think what happened with us is quite normal because the landing is the hardest part.
Absolutely, 100%.
It's the takeoff's pretty routine. Once you get up there, guiding this thing's fairly routine.
Yeah.
It's the wind, and you control it with the
heat. Rudder or whatever.
Yeah. But when it comes to landing, that's where you can get that gust of wind or whatever. Something could go wrong. They bounced this thing in the road at Chatfield, in the road, and it boom, boom, boom. You know, like a basketball dribbling down the road.
That sounds painful.
Yeah, because when it hits, it doesn't completely just stop. I mean, it's still going.
It drags.
Yeah.
And until you get that air out of there, you're still being propelled by that balloon in the wind.
Yeah, you got all that forward momentum.
Yeah. It was a little dicey, I got to admit.
No, I would not get in one. Personally.
I will tell you. So Bree and I went up maybe a couple years ago because she's always wanted to go for a hot air balloon ride. So I was like, all right, let's do this, right? I've never been, right? I'm a little scared of heights, but it was so cool while we were up there. But I will tell you, we were in a pretty big basket. There was probably six other people in there, so it was pretty big. We land, and the guy's like, all right, guys, I need the dudes to get out and hold down the balloon. Yeah. So we get out, right? We're hanging on this thing, and I'm short. I can't even touch the ground. And I'm just hanging there, and we start going up again. And I'm like, whoa, this is not supposed to happen.
Carson, you look like that old man in Up.
Yeah.
Hanging onto the side of the basket. That's you right there.
I was terrified. I was like, I can't go up. No, I'm letting go.
Landing is dicey. It really is scary because you just don't know what's going to happen. You've got to gauge everything right with letting the air out, you know, in order to land this sucker, then the wind and everything else, all the factors that come into play, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Well, my palms are sweating just listening to you talk about it.
But I will tell you, once you get up there, the view is incredible.
Oh, it is unreal.
It is so... just pristine.
And it's peaceful.
Oh, yeah, very much, because it's so quiet, and all you hear is that whoosh, when he lets the air, you know, when he gives it gas or whatever it is they give. But yeah, it's really cool when you're up there. But boy, the landing, whoo!
I couldn't do it. Different. I'm not down.
And they always have a truck, like a truck, the company truck or whatever they use to come pick up the actual balloon after it's done. It's just following you.
Yeah.
It's just following you, like down below. Yeah, just chasing you.
It's called the chaser.
Because you have, like, they think they know where they want to land, but you actually have no idea where it's going to land.
Like a target zone,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that could be anywhere between a 25 and 50 mile radius.
Yeah,
easily.
All right, when we come back, Jamie White, she's down in El Paso. How's the old passport thing going to go today? Man, oh man, that also could
I'm
be
scared.
A cluster you don't
want. Yeah. So scared.
We'll find out.
All right, we'll find out next. But first, let's give away money.
BJ and Jamie.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl.
Beautiful El Paso, Texas, Jamie.
My God, you know, that's my new favorite song. I love that song.
A little Marty Robbins, huh?
I just love it. You know, your friend Chris, he actually sang it to me. He was driving through El Paso and actually played that song while driving through El Paso. It was a beautiful moment.
How you doing this morning?
Well, let me tell you a few things. First of all, I'm sitting here. I'm outside. It's beautiful. So El Paso, I would describe it as a really, really, really big Cherry Creek.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
nice.
So like all the little shops are super cool and little trees with like they have Christmas lights and all the little trees and everything. But it's very confusing here because they're just now starting to open up. So nobody – remember when we went through that like where you don't know if you're supposed to wear a mask or not wear a mask?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're doing that. So like all the staff at the hotel has a mask, but then some people have it when they get on the elevator, and then some people don't want to get on the elevator with you. And so the senior citizens center is just now opening up today.
Yeah. Well, that kind of confuses me because I thought Texas was way ahead of the curve.
Well, the guy I met on the airplane said that they were, and they opened wide up, but then they had a huge surge, and it went really, really bad, and so then they shut down again.
Oh, damn.
So now you're doing the mass dance.
Those damn surges.
I know. Yeah, I am, Carson, doing the mass dance. Like, I don't know. And I don't know. Are we supposed to take it to the pool? I don't know. But the two big news stories here is the Senior Citizen Center is opening up, and so is the water park. Oh, my God. You guys, the best part of El Paso, and I'll have to film one, is the local freaking used car commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, my God. They are so on point. They are so hilarious. These guys are like, we're the happy guys selling you used cars. And then they smile really big.
That's great. Yeah, all right. So you're down there to get a passport. Your meeting today, your, I guess, appointment is at what time? Noon?
Noon, yeah, okay. It's at noon. So we have to check out before we go.
Do you feel like you've got all the I's dotted and the T's crossed here? Is there anything you left out? Because we're feeling here on the show that possibly, we just know you, Jamie. We just know you.
Yeah.
And we know that things can go south fast.
Yeah, they sure can.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't want to be like negative toward you, but are you sure you got everything?
Okay, so let me just tell you a couple of things that happened, and this is a true story. So first of all, I needed the documents from my son's dad, right?
Uh-oh.
And so he came by, he dropped off my son on Saturday, and he took a picture. No, he picked him up on Saturday because next day was going to be Father's Day. So he took a picture, and he had put Marina Del Rey, Colorado, and then he put Denver, California.
Oh, my God.
And he had him certified. And I said, he goes, I'll just go in with a pen and change it. I go, dude, you had him, what's that, notarized? I go, you can't change anything with a pen. And I go, these are government, they're the government documents that you fill out on the computer. And I was like, and then you print them out. I'm like, you got to change all this. He's like, it'll be fine. I'm not changing anything. I'm like, oh, my God, you like literally have to.
So and did he do it?
Yeah, he finally did it.
Oh, thank you.
Did you threaten to shoot him or something?
No, it's just my son got on the phone. He won't do anything if it's me, but my son got on the phone like, Dad, come on, it's a government document. You got it. So that happened, right?
Yeah.
So listen, so then I'm going to DIA. Now, we all know every one of us have been to DIA 100,000 times.
Yep.
I somehow missed the exit to go into the parking.
Uh-oh.
I totally missed it. I missed the exit to go into parking. So I have to go all the way back around. Well, you know the return to airport road?
Yeah.
It's closed.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
Oh.
It's a disaster. So we have to go back up to whatever that street is, way up by the car rental place, and turn around. And I'm like, Ralphie, I'm like, at some point, I go, we have to figure this out. Like, something's going wrong. Then we get on the airplane. There's a big hole that has been patched and stuck back in it and patched with, like, duct tape and, like, I don't know, some kind of sauce, and they covered it.
Yeah, well, duct tape works, though.
On your flight?
Duct tape's
on my
good
flight.
Stuff.
Oh, my. Stuff.
Man, so oh, man, it's always something.
Okay, so last thing, and then I'll tell you the next break.
Oh.
So a woman that is Native American, she sent me a private message, and she told me why I should not be going on my trip.
Oh.
To the Bahamas?
Yes.
No.
Is it one of those like spiritual,
yes.
She's like a guide or something in life?
Yes.
Yeah, you might want to listen to her because they're pretty pretty smart about that.
Oh, yeah.
What did she say?
I'm going to read you guys the letter that she wrote the next break that I talk to you. But you guys, it is, she's a Native American. She told me what tribe she's with. And she's like, blah, 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 blah.
We get it. We get it. We get it. Okay, blah, blah, blah. We get it. We get it. Jamie, you know. I take this to heart because you know me. I'm partially Native American, too, so I fully get this.
Right. I mean, even though that DNA test didn't really come up.
You know what? DNA is never right.
Minor details.
They are. It's all a lie.
Yeah, that DNA is so overrated. Yeah. Yes,
it really is.
You need to listen to this lady. They really know the spiritual world.
Well, I know. And so I'm like a little sketched out. And then think about it. I missed the parking spot. And then there was Denver, California, Marina Del Rey, Colorado.
Yeah.
I mean, and then there's a patch in the airplane. I've never seen a patch in an airplane.
It's a sign.
I know.
It is.
I know.
Not just one. You're getting signs thrown at you left
and
right.
Yeah, this is bad news all around.
This is like fastballs coming your way.
I know. And
right.
So she's like, listen to my people.
All right, next hour, will you give it to us?
Tell us exactly. I will read it to you. Yeah, okay. I'll read it to you.
We'll do it next hour, right?
Okay, all right, perfect.
All right, there you go. Jamie, live from El Paso, Texas.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah. BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, 7:34 here on this Monday morning. I think today around 70, is that right?
Yeah, 74.
74
so not
degrees,
terrible.
A lot better than that 98 to 100, which I think we're supposed to be back at by Wednesday of this week.
Yes,
it is, right? All right, there's a story, and Fidel, you've heard this story. I tried to explain it to you, but it's a little complicated.
Yeah.
And but you've heard it. You've heard the news report. Is this the craziest dude you've ever witnessed when it comes to, you know, home invasion, or I guess they're calling him a naked intruder?
It's unexplainably crazy. Like, you actually just have to hear the story. It sounds like a TV show. It's so out there.
This guy is on something. I don't know what he's on. I don't. It could be meth. It could be, who knows?
It's hard to tell. It's some sort of hallucinogen, I'd guess, but I don't know.
He walks into a house in Bel Air, California. He's completely naked. He jumps in the pool. He makes the place his own. He thinks he's at home, I guess.
Yeah, he starts yelling at them, telling them he's going to call the cops.
Yeah, he gets into it with these people. The guy, let me set the stage for you, because this guy walks into the house. The wife is at work, but they have a Ring camera on the inside and outside. And so she notices a naked dude has just walked into their house, an intruder. Well, her husband is in the shower. So he has no idea what's going on. So this lady is watching this guy in the house, and so she calls her husband. He eventually answers. He's in the shower, and then they go from there. When the husband comes downstairs to confront the guy about being in the wrong house, although this guy insists he's the one that lives there.
Yeah, it's insane.
And he's going to call the cops on the guy that really owns the house. He's whacked.
Seems like a movie.
Matt Sobbs was home in Bel Air Thursday afternoon when his wife called because security camera showed a naked man breaking in.
I see a man downstairs, eye to eye. Immediately, I raised my voice, pointed at him, saying that, hey, like, what are you doing?
What are you doing here? I'm going to call the police right now.
But the intruder doesn't back away.
That's the guy.
Yeah, the guy responding is the guy saying, is the naked dude saying he's going to call the cops on the homeowner.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy that responds and says, I'm about to call the cops, is the naked guy.
Yes, it is.
Who's the intruder?
Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing here? I'm going to call the police right now.
But the intruder doesn't back away.
He didn't leave. He looked at me and said, this is my house. What are you doing here? And before I could say a word, he said, I'm going to call the police. Right away, I realized that, okay, this is not a person that you want to engage any further.
Matt runs into a room while the man goes back downstairs, where he makes himself at home, even swimming in the pool and trying on clothes.
Would this freak you out or what? Okay, so you've already confronted the guy. You can tell that the guy is whacked. And the guy's already claimed that it's his house, and he's the one going to call the police on you.
Yeah, there's no reason with him.
So you got to get away from this guy because you can tell that he's probably dangerous in some way. So you go to another part of the house knowing all along that this naked guy is still in your house.
Swimming in your pool?
In your pool, in your refrigerator. He goes and sits on the couch. He makes himself at home.
Plus he broke the fireplace. He yanked the camera. He was wearing my shorts because he came naked.
But then the suspect sees the family's two parakeets, and what happens next horrifies Matt.
Oh, I forgot about this part.
Yeah, it takes a pretty dark turn.
Oh, it gets worse, folks. He kills the parakeets.
Why do you have to go after the birds? Come on.
He goes over to the cage, and he does a bad thing.
The core.
First, he smiled at them like a serial killer. Like, hey, birdies. And he put his hands, squeezed them, dropped them. Stomped on them. The other bird knew what was going on. You hear the bird screaming and do the same thing with the second bird. That kind of changed everything when we saw that he killed his two defenseless animals.
Meanwhile, upstairs, Matt escapes, jumping off the balcony onto his car while on the phone with 911. Neighborhood security arrived just a few minutes later and arrested that man.
Holy moly, he killed the birds.
Yeah, and the whole time when they're arresting him, he's laying on the ground. He's like, no, this is my house, officer. I live here. This is my house. That's just,
what
that's
a weirdo.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's a bizarre story. And the guy was eventually arrested, right?
Yeah.
So he's in the pokey. He won't stay there long. I don't know what you get for the animal cruelty.
I mean, I don't know if he has a way to, like, bail himself out. That dude probably has no money.
That's savage. If I was that homeowner, though, I mean, the guy's naked. Just take him down. Like, He's got nothing on him. Well, he doesn't have a weapon on him.
He doesn't have a weapon if he's naked. That's true.
Once he goes after...
He's unarmed.
Once he goes after your birds, I think he's fair game to do anything to him.
100%.
Oh, yeah. You know,
make my day, dude.
Yeah, there you go. Here's the lady. The lady, the wife, is still at work. But she can see everything going on. The birds, what he did, everything she can see. So she's yelling at the dude. By now, he sat down on the sofa. She's yelling at the dude to get out of the house, basically. And he doesn't know how Ring works. So he can't figure out who's talking to him.
Oh, that probably freaked him out.
Like this voice is coming out of the walls. Okay? Here she is.
Get the out. I'll call the police. Get out.
Huh?
Huh? He has no idea where this is coming from. She's yelling at him. He's like, Who is that?
Get the out. I'll call the police. Get out.
Huh?
The voice is in my head.
How bizarre. This guy is like, he's whacked.
Yeah, he must have been on PCP or something.
I don't know. That is a bizarre story. We'll stick it on her Facebook page.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, by the way, we'll check in with Jamie again in El Paso, Texas, down there trying to get a passport. And we'll do that in about 20 minutes or so. And then right after that, let's see, we have tickets to see 21 Pilots at Ball Arena.
Yeah. Dude, I'm dying to know what that Native American person told Jamie. Like, I have to know.
I'm too scared to even find out, dude.
I'm going
to
tell you exactly what she said. Don't go.
Yeah. Okay? Mayday, mayday.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. Now, I don't know what she's claiming could happen with her prediction, but I'm saying I think she's going to say don't go.
I say we just pull the ripcord on this whole Bahamas trip.
Sounds like a good idea.
Call it. All right, here we go with the Stump the Chumps. It's basically a trivia contest between Carson and Spadil. And today is back to Colorado trivia.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because you guys seem to just really know your Colorado trivia.
Yeah, we're so good at it.
You're so good at it. So we'll lay it out there for you and see if you can get these. And if you want to play along at home, you can do it with a Textnado at 51059. Or you can just play along in your car and scream out the answers if you want to. I feel like these are really... very easy for you.
Yeah, you say that.
I hope
then...
so. Every time you say that,
yeah, exactly.
Bad.
It goes the opposite way.
The piece pressure's on.
No, these are a piece of cake. All right, let's start with this. Probably the easiest one on here. The melon capital of the world is where in Colorado? Melon. M-E-L-O-N. The melon capital of the world.
The melon?
Is what in Colorado?
You don't know this one, Carson?
Uh-oh.
I see him thinking.
I see you're confident.
He's staring at the ground.
I know Palisades peaches.
Yes.
But do they grow melons?
Melons. Carson?
I'm going to go with Loveland.
Nope. You grow them in Rocky Ford.
Yeah, Rocky Ford. You see them on also the King Supers commercials.
Yeah, they're really popular, actually.
All right, here's another one for you. The Blank Step. That's a number, by the way.
Okay.
The Blank Step at the state capitol in Denver is exactly 1 mile above sea level.
Ooh.
Oh, it has a name?
Well,
he said number.
It's a number. You got 4? It could be 8. Could be
so this is just
20. Could be 50. But there's a lot of steps down there. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
What step has the plaque? You know, you've seen the plaque, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they put it in.
But there's a lot
the
of steps down there. Yeah.
Guys, they've never moved the plaque. It's on the same step it's always been
on. I don't think I've seen the plaque.
Okay,
all right, go ahead, Josh Spadil. What's your answer?
5280 steps.
Ooh, I don't think there's that many steps.
Yeah, 5280. 5,000 steps, that's a mile.
The correct answer is 13.
13 it is. All right. Yeah, there you go. All right, this Colorado city, or town, is known as the pinto bean capital of the world.
Really? That's here?
That's here in Colorado.
Yeah. The pinto bean.
The pinto bean capital of the world.
Of the world.
Of the world. Not just the U.S., not just the Southwest, the world.
Pinto bean.
Is right here in Colorado.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark and say
pinto bean.
La Junta.
La Junta. Wrong. Carson?
I was going to go Pueblo.
Dove Creek.
Dove Creek?
Wow.
Dove Creek.
I've never even heard of Dove Creek.
Well, you're not supposed to.
Come on.
That's why I gave you that
Dove
question.
Creek?
All right. Here's another one for you. All right. This gunslinger, very famous gunslinger, died at the Hotel Glenwood, 1887 in Glenwood Springs.
1887.
A very famous gunslinger died in the Glenwood Hotel, the Hotel Glenwood, Glenwood Springs, 1887. Who is it?
I have two guesses, but I'm going to go with Billy the Kid.
That's what I was going to go with.
Is it Buffalo Bill?
Nope. Doc Holliday.
Oh.
Yep, the Doc. The Doc. One more real
quick.
Come
on!
All right. The world's largest flat top mountain is blank. The world's largest flat top mountain is blank.
I feel like you should get that one, Carson. I see you staring at the ground again.
You're feeling confident,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, I feel confident on this one.
You got this one, do you?
Yeah.
All right, so Carson, we'll let you go first then.
Mount Evans.
Castle Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
Grand Mesa.
Grand Mesa?
Grand Mesa.
All right, well, I guess we tied that.
Yep.
Yeah, I really thought it'd be Castle Rock.
No, it's not.
Oh.
It's not, but a good guess, I guess.
Yeah.
But maybe not.
Well, now I look stupid, so.
BJ and Jamie.
21 Pilots taking over Denver in September. That's right. 5 big shows. All this week, we've got tickets to the Ball Arena show, which I think is going to be a blowout.
Oh, that's going to be the biggest one by far out of all 5.
Yeah, I think it's going to be huge, and we'll give you a chance to win those tickets. That's coming up in about, 20 minutes or so. So stand by for that. And a chance at $1,000. We got a lot going on here. So $1,000 on the way. We'll get to that in 4 or 5 minutes or so. Did you guys see this airline shortage when it comes to pilots for American Airlines?
Yeah, it's affecting a lot of flights.
Over 300 flights were affected over the weekend, canceled, in fact. And 3,000 more, they're saying, will be in July. 3,000 flights. Think about that for a minute. If you've booked American Airlines, they've got a shortage in pilots. I guess they fired and, furloughed a lot of the pilots when the pandemic started, and they've not been able to hire them back. I don't know if the pilots, which I haven't seen this in the story, did they go to a different airline? Did they quit the business? What?
I haven't heard that either. I haven't seen that anywhere. But I would imagine that some of the pilots, I mean, if you have a one income household, you have to find another job. So maybe the pilots went to another industry to work and just got a different job altogether.
But you would think with all that training of being a pilot, that's the field you'd go back to. I don't know, maybe the stress level, maybe there's some other factors here. But I would think that, you make pretty decent money. I think pilots make, 6 figures?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
If you're an
American, experienced.
Yeah, if you're an American Airlines pilot and you're flying from, here to Hawaii or wherever, you got to figure you're making pretty good money. So for you to switch to a different, career, I would think as soon as the pandemic, like where we are right now, that you would go back to being a pilot.
But then again, you have the problem with other airlines because the other airlines were struggling just as much.
Yeah, I don't know why the shortage is as deep as it is, but that's a lot. I mean, you think about it, 300 and something flights across the country that were canceled on Saturday alone with American Airlines. And I don't know if other airlines are going through this same problem or not with the shortage, but if you're going to cancel 3,000 in July when... July is one of the most, I guess, popular vacation months of the year, right?
Well, and especially after the pandemic, because everyone wants to get out and they want to travel right now. That's what we're going through.
Holy cow. So if you booked American, now I wonder if this is the case. If you booked American Airlines, and I don't know what the answer is, if you booked it for, say, July 4th weekend, okay, is there a chance that the flight that is supposed to go could get canceled?
Yeah, so what I'm seeing on CNN, it says customers who had booked through July 15th will be notified or have already received notifications that their flights could be canceled or will be canceled.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and that's all the way to July 15th, so July 4th, you could be completely screwed.
I wonder what airline Jamie's on to go to the Bahamas.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
What if that, of all the hurdles she's gone through to get this passport and everything that's, you know, popped up to, you know, be somewhat of a hindrance in getting there, what if the final straw is a flight gets canceled because she's on American Airlines?
I mean, that's the ultimate. You can't go after that happens. Yeah.
You'd think that an international flight is, like, harder. Like, there's harder to get pilots for that. So,
yeah, you would think, right?
And passport, no passport, it doesn't matter what your flight gets canceled. That's the ultimate sign.
Oh, no. I just put one and one together. Oh, this could be
And
hard.
You just put it out in the universe, so that's probably what's going to happen.
I did. This is terrible. Because I thought, here's what I thought. I thought that of the 3,000 flights that could be canceled, they're not even going to be scheduled. So no tickets have been sold on those flights. They just canceled the routes. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That way, nobody's really got their vacation canceled. You just weren't able to book it because of a shortage of pilots. But now we're reading that if you've got tickets between now and July 15th, you could easily be notified and you're canceled.
Yeah, so it's 80 flights per day in July that are going to be canceled.
That sucks. That's terrible because, I mean, you've gone a year and a half, no travel. You've been isolated at home. And now you book a trip, finally book a trip, and all of a sudden you're not going because they don't have the pilots to do it.
Oh, that would be terrible.
That would hurt. All right, let's get to giving away money. We've got $1,000 up for grabs. If you've got, you take this code word, you texted the code word, and possibly you win a grand.
BJ and Jamie.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl.
Back to Jamie in El Paso, Texas, trying to get a passport. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what are you guys doing? How was your weekend? What'd you guys do? What's going on?
Well, I heard from all of my kids.
You did?
Yes, I think it's the first time in 20 years.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
I did. So I was very happy about that.
Oh, good. Did you get a lot of yard work done and stuff?
No, I didn't do any yard work.
You didn't? Okay.
I laid low.
Okay, gotcha.
Hey,
it's a Father's Day, yes.
Yeah, I got a question for you before you go further with your soothsayer, your Native American lady who's giving you all these warnings. Are you on American Airlines to go to the Bahamas?
Hold on. Yeah.
No.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
American Airlines has announced they're going to cancel 3,000 flights between now and July 15th.
Shut up. You're lying.
80 a day.
Jamie, they have a pilot shortage.
You're lying.
I swear to God.
You're lying.
We cannot get a break. Jamie, I'm not lying.
You're lying.
Jamie, Schmidel. Hang on a second. Schmidel, am I lying or not?
No, 80 a day. Carson was right. 3,000 total.
You guys are lying.
No.
I'm not even believing this.
Jamie, I have this. I'm telling you, we just did this.
I'm not even going to believe this. I'm not even believing you guys.
You're going to get an email today.
Jamie, it's the lead story this morning.
I'm not even believing you. I think you guys are totally lying. This is funny. Oh, so funny. Oh, let's watch this. Let's do this to Jamie.
Okay.
I wish it was a lie. It's not.
Okay, Jamie. I'm just saying. I feel so.
I'm putting you on speaker so I can go look this up.
I swear. You go to, let's see here. I was on.
Just type in American Airlines pilot shortage. It'll come up everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, go put in American Airlines pilot shortage between now and July 15th. They're going to cancel 3,000 flights. They don't have the pilots to fly, they say.
Shut up, and I am believing you.
Are you looking?
I am looking.
Okay. Look.
I'm looking.
I wish I was lying. I really do.
Oh, my God!
Told you!
Oh, no!
But they said it's maintenance issues. Hold on.
It's a lack of pilots, they're saying.
American Airlines canceling hundreds of flights through mid-July in part due to labor shortages.
Yep, that's called
a pilot. I almost cussed. I almost cussed.
Jamie, you can't get a break. This is the craziest thing ever. And then when I mentioned it a few minutes ago, before we called you, I said, oh, my God. I got this gut feeling all of a sudden. I got a feeling that Jamie could be on American Airlines for her trip to the Bahamas, and this could be a problem. Then people started texting and saying, no, we think she's on United. And I thought, okay,
well,
maybe.
I usually fly yeah. United, and then the American Airlines flights were cheaper. So I freaking canceled my United flight. Oh. I canceled them.
Oh, no.
No wonder they were cheaper. They knew they didn't have any pilots.
Oh, my God.
You can't get a break.
Wait, it says 50 to 80 flights per day going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
80 flights a day, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Let's see. Customers who have been booked through July 15th will be notified or have already received notifications if their flights have been canceled so they can make adjustments in advance.
Right,
so when will
adjust.
I be notified? Like, when are they going
to
tell me?
I guess any day.
I don't know.
Any day now. Any hour.
Well, you know what? They owe me money.
You can't get a break.
They literally.
I swear.
No, listen. They literally owe me money. If I have to go and go through this, I'm suing them. I need the I need somebody.
She's silly. I'll get Frank Azar on the line.
Yeah.
Can you get Frank? Literally,
I'll
they owe me money.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
This is terrible.
Let's look up American. Hold on. I'm just looking at my email. American. Yeah. Hold on.
I hate to break this to you, but it's a story.
Shut up.
I'm telling you, I do, Jamie.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
Carson, did I not say the entire time this would be tragic, horrible?
If your flight gets canceled, if it's one of these flights, you cannot go. I don't care what it is. That is the universe.
I'm driving.
You can't drive to Nassau.
I'm driving and renting a boat.
So what did your... Okay, let's add insult to injury
here.
No,
I'm not talking to you. I'm so mad right now, I can't even talk to you.
Jimmy, you got to talk to me. I'm your buddy.
No, you're not my buddy. You are the enemy. You are the enemy.
We didn't make this story up.
What did I do?
Because why would you even bring this to my attention?
Because I'm giving you the heads up.
We're looking out for you.
Oh, man.
I'm looking in my emails. Hold on. Looking. So far, I have no cancellations.
Okay.
All right. So far. Hold on. I'm
so
looking
far,
at
so
old
good.
Emails. So far. Oh, there's an airplane up there. I don't know if you hear it.
No, we don't hear it.
Hold on. June 14th. Your trip is canceled.
What?
Whoa, no way.
No way.
Hold on.
No,
I'm not,
Jamie.
I can't do this. I gotta go. I can't do this.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I can't even. You know what? Screw you guys. Bye-bye.
That was last Monday. What do you want from us?
Jamie. Jamie. She mad at us.
I know. We're not American Airlines.
It's literally a news story.
Yeah. It's relevant. In the news.
At no point, and Spadil, you know this. You produce the show. At no point did I pull that story and correlate that with her trip to El Paso or her trip to the Bahamas. That story was just a story.
Yeah.
It was while we were talking about it is when it hit me like, oh, crap. Wait a minute.
Yeah, well, just putting two and two together,
what
man.
What if she's on this? Because I had no idea. I didn't see the story until this morning. So I didn't do anything intentionally.
No, and as a lot of people, I just automatically assume when she travels to the Bahamas or anywhere else, she books United primarily.
Yeah, because she likes flying first class. I don't even know if American Airlines has first class.
And she gets the points. So I would have never thought that she'd have been on an American Airlines flight at all.
Yeah, I'm on the same boat as Carson.
She's not happy.
Oh, this went bad.
She actually hung up.
Yeah, I know. All right, coming up next. 21 Pilots, your tickets, next.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm dying to know what that Native American lady had to say, though.
I know.
I still am because, that's kind of crazy. I mean, they have this insight, you know, these intuitions. Who knows? Could be right.
I guess we messed that up, though. We may never find out.
She's upset with us. All right, let's take caller. What do you want there, Spadil? What color you want? You want 60s, 80s,
90s? We can do 121 again if you guys want to.
Oh.
121?
Yeah.
All right, 121, 303-222-5423. 303-222-5423, caller 121. For your chance to go and see 21 Pilots at
Ball Arena.
Woo! That's going to be the big show, right? All right, good luck to you again. Caller 121 303 5 or I'm sorry, 222 5423. You'll be there.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, look at you, Mel.
Yes.
Look at you. Look at you. You're a winner.
Woo! Yeah! Oh my god, BJ.
Yay! You're
going to
go.
Holy cow. Are you guys kidding me?
I take it you're a huge fan of 21 Pilots.
Well, yeah. My kids make me listen to it all the time, and I actually love them. So yep. This is so cool. Yep. Oh, my God.
The show
Thank
is...
Thank you, guys.
Yo, you're welcome. Not a problem. Thank you for listening. September 25th, you'll be at Ball Arena for 21 Pilots.
Holy cow. Yeah. I am so excited.
It's going to be an epic show. They're going to blow it out.
Yeah. They've got five shows as they take over Denver that week, and I think Ball Arena is going to be the show.
Yeah.
It's where they pull out all the stops. Oh, for sure. All right, Mel, congratulations to you.
Woo!
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy your tickets, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, quit making Jamie mad, guys.
BJ and Jamie.
I know that Jamie's a little upset with us, but we'll straighten it out when she gets back here, once she realizes nothing was intentional, which I think she will when she gets back. But you got to figure. I mean, there she is in El Paso. She's trying to get her passport. If you don't know the full story, Jamie's booked this trip that she's going to go on with some other friends. So the pressure's on to have all your ducks in a row because you've got other people depending on you to go on this vacation to the Bahamas. And it's all set up to go in a couple of weeks. They're going over July 4th,
yes.
All right, so they're going over that that holiday period, and she doesn't have her passport updated. Well, she's got hers. It's just her son, who little Ralphie is 14. He's not so little anymore, but he doesn't have his updated, so they're trying to get it updated. But along the way, over the past month, it's been roadblock after roadblock after roadblock on this trip.
All out chaos.
It's been not being able to get appointments. It's been trying to find a city to fly to get a passport. It's been a roadblock here on the baby daddy. And
her credit card got declined to even buy El Paso tickets.
Credit card got... I mean, it's been something every single day, it seems. It's almost like there's an omen out there that's hanging over this, a dark cloud that doesn't want her to go. And I don't know what it is. So this morning, I simply bring up the American Airlines story. And it's like, and I honestly, I'm telling you the truth. I never thought that she's booked on American Airlines. She always takes United, sometimes Southwest, but rarely have I ever heard her mention American Airlines.
I have never heard her talk about American Airlines once.
Fidel, have you?
No, not ever.
Yeah, ever.
It's always so, United.
Yes.
So yeah. If that were a United story and we went to her, then it would seem intentional because she uses United so much, mm-hmm. right? But it wasn't. It was, I went to her for American Airlines. Hey, here's a warning out there if you've got a flight that's booked on American, because I don't even know what she's on going down to El Paso. I have no idea.
I have no clue.
Yeah. So I thought I'd throw that out there since you're flying and you're going through an airport today and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, just off the cuff.
And it just so happened the trip to the Bahamas is American Airlines, who's canceling 3,000 trips between now and July 15th. It's always something.
Well, a little too close to home.
And she said that she booked it. She had United, but it was cheaper to go American, so that's why she switched it. And she did say that she found an email from June 14th, which was last Monday.
And now she's screwed.
Yeah. Well, we don't know if that email, I mean, she...
No, because she hung up on us.
She hung up. So we don't know if that's actually that one. That could have been the one that was canceled on the credit card.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we really don't know because there was a credit card that was declined. So that could have been canceled, that booking.
But she didn't sound happy when she found that email.
No, she's not happy with us.
She's definitely...
She'll be okay. Once she gets back here, we'll get it all
okay,
worked out.
You're assuming that everything's going to go well while she's down there today. Oh. She still has to go to the appointment.
Yeah, that's at 12. So, what, 3 hours?
So, yeah, something could go wrong. I'm scared.
All right, you got a point.
We're all good. We're not out of the woods yet.
Okay, you got a point, though, guys.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. And today and tomorrow is Amazon Prime Day, and everybody looks forward to that. Oh, by the way, if you've gone on Amazon Prime this morning and you found what you consider a sweet deal, text NATO is 51059. Tell us what it is you found, what kind of price you paid for it, what makes it such a sweet deal. You know what to do. 51059 if you've already been on Amazon Prime this morning. Hey, before we get to, because I asked Carson and Spadil, I said, hey, guys, why don't you go to Amazon Prime and see what, in your mind, is a pretty darn good deal and what you would buy today because, I mean, it's too sweet to pass up, right? So you've got your little list there. Before you get to that, though, how many people would you guess, approximately, how many people would you guess in the U.S. are Amazon Prime members?
Ooh.
Members. How many millions? Obviously, it's millions, right? Amazon Prime, how many members do you think they have as of now?
I would say 3 million, easy.
3 million?
Yeah.
I'm going to go higher than that. I'm going to say 10.
You're going to say 10 million?
Yeah.
148 million.
Wow.
Prime members.
Really?
That's like half the country.
I'm just saying. 148 million. Now, that might be outside the U.S. too.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
It's got to be. But it doesn't say that. It says,
saves you a lot of money, though, if you use it a lot.
Yeah.
Prime?
Yeah. It's only $100 and you get free shipping with it. So yeah.
And you can get it in 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So if you've been on Amazon Prime, again, Prime Day is today and tomorrow. I said this earlier in the show. Why they don't extend this to a full week makes no sense to me. Because why not just keep cashing in? Cash, 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 right?
Yeah, and you could have like different themed days and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, just build it up.
You could milk this thing, and I'm sure Bezos will think of it at some point, but you could milk this thing all week.
Well, and if you think about it, Black Friday has been what? Now it's almost 2 weeks long.
Yeah, it's like a weekend at least.
Don't you have like Target and possibly Kohl's or Walmart? Aren't they also running, like, for 3 days this week?
I believe Target's doing a deal right now as well. Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, I think they are. I think they're trying to combat it. I don't think they can put a big dent into Amazon, but at least they're giving it a shot.
Yeah.
Compete.
Yeah, I mean, the headline that I'm looking at says, best Target deals on Prime Day is $120 off a KitchenAid stand mixer. Like, woo!
$120 off?
Yeah, of a KitchenAid stand mixer. I think those are usually like $300.
I love those mixers.
They are really good.
They're sweet. They're very sweet. All right, so Spadil, you've taken a look at it.
Uh-huh.
What do you consider the top three deals out there as you're looking at today? Because it can change tomorrow.
Yeah.
Don't they swap things out?
Yes, they do. And they also have like lightning deals, so sometimes those are only available for like an hour.
Yeah, like limited time.
Okay, so you got a few things that are out there today. There'll be something different tomorrow. What are you seeing today that you love?
The thing that's really sticking out to me is computer components. So if you actually want to build your own computer, all components across, like if you want to get a processor or a hard drive or whatever, they're up to 25% off. I saw a bunch of Intel processors that were at least $100 off. And you can save yourself a lot of money if you're looking to build a computer right now.
Carson said that's exactly where you're going to go.
Yep.
he said, being the gamer he is, I'm looking at this, and there's a lot of different parts out there for the computers to speed it up for the gamers, and that's exactly where
Spadil's all the nerd
go.
Deals.
Yep, and they're really good deals, too.
Yeah. Are you buying?
I mean, I already have a computer that I don't need to upgrade it right now, but
that's what
they
you
are
see.
Good deals. Yeah.
That's what you see
if someone's
deal.
In the market for a computer, it's a fantastic time to build one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Carson, for you?
All right, Mike, you want my top?
Yeah, just whatever, top three.
Okay, all right. So in third place, I've got the Furbo Dog Cam and Treat Feeder. It's $118. That's a pretty good deal.
Well, what is it normally?
That's like normally like $160.
I don't know. Is that a sweet deal?
I feel like it's a good deal for that.
Exactly is that?
Huh? It's so it's a dog cam, so you can have your dog, but then also you can feed them treats out of the dog cam.
Is there like a speaker? Can you
talk
to the dog?
Yeah, you can talk to them and feed them treats and stuff like that.
Is there a monitor?
So you can check
can they look at you?
Yeah, you can check in on it. Well, they can't look at you, but you can look at them.
Okay. They're just looking at a speaker on the wall?
Do you really need a dog cam?
Well, you want to check in on them, make sure they're okay.
I feel like a dog doesn't have that good of an angle at looking at anything. I mean, it's a pretty crappy angle if you're a dog. You admit.
But you can feed them treats. It's kind of cute. Come on.
Okay. All right. Next.
All right. Number two, I've got the Ninja XL Deluxe Air Fryer. Normally $249, it's $148.
That's a good deal.
That's a sweet deal.
I use an air fryer all the time.
Yeah, and I've always wanted one.
I wasn't sold on it. I'm from the South, okay? So everything had to be deep fried for me. I bought a big, really nice fryer, right? But the people kept telling me about the air fryer. Eventually, I didn't even purchase one. I got one for Christmas. And it's unbelievable.
You said it's great for wings.
I love it. I love it. It's as good as a deep fryer. Yeah. For me, anyway.
All right, so number one, 65-inch 4K TV, $449, normally $700.
Oh, that's sweet.
65-inch, that's pretty good.
It? Yeah, that's big.
Insignia.
Okay, that's a good brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
That's my number one right there.
All right, can't pass that up. Somebody says, hey, can you read that? It's the Ring doorbell.
Yeah, I got a Ring doorbell and Amazon Echo Dot for $50, originally over $100.
Get out of here. You're talking about the camera? You bought the camera? Oh, I've got to go look for a camera. I need an extra camera. Yeah, I need a new one. Can you look it up real quick?
Yeah.
Look up the Ring doorbell camera. I would have put one over the garage. Yeah. Sorry we have to do our shopping here on the air, folks. But
did they get the doorbell and the Echo Dot for $50? Because that's a one sweet deal if they got both of those.
That's what it's saying. Today and tomorrow, Amazon Prime. You found it, Spadil?
Yeah, it looks like they're $20 to $50 off. So I found one that's $60. If there's one that's $50, it just depends on which one you want.
I got to go.
Yeah.
I got to go.
I'm buying that TV right now.
Got to get my credit card. Amazon Prime, today and tomorrow.
BJ and Jamie.
Another chance at $1,000 coming up at 10:10 this morning with another code word your way. And tomorrow morning at 8:30, we'll have another pair of tickets for 21 Pilots, which is a show at Ball Arena as 21 Pilots comes to town. For five shows, back-to-back-to-back, right? Going to take over the town. And we've got shows for that Ball Arena show. And I think that's the September 25th, I think it is, right?
Yep.
It's one of the last shows on the docket, but it should be a big one.
That's going to be the biggest one by far.
Yeah. Did you guys see the story of the couple that handcuffed themselves together?
Oh, yeah. They were going to break up, or it was to save their relationship?
The woman in the relationship came up with the idea. Well, actually, she wanted to break up. She had had enough, and things weren't going so well. But the dude, he decided that, hey, you know what? Let's try something here. Maybe this will work. I mean, it's an experiment, okay? So they handcuffed themselves together for 3 months solid.
Oh.
3 months so that they could work out the relationship. Talk more, do everything they could to save this whole relationship they've had for quite a while. And after 123 days together, they cut off the chains and went their separate way.
I'm not surprised.
Said they can't stand each other.
I can't believe they made it that long.
I was going to say the same thing. I can't believe they made it that long. Yeah. I can barely stand if I'm in a good relationship, I barely want to be with you for like 8 hours. Like after that, I'm like, can I go do something by myself?
Yeah,
can I play video games or something? Like,
yeah,
I want to watch TV.
I'm with you. 3 months? Can you imagine 3 months that you're chained to the same person?
Well, especially after the pandemic, you're already together with that person. Well,
and they already stated, they've already stated that she wanted to break up. So you got to figure she went into the whole handcuffing scene with a bad attitude, right? She's been wanting to break up. So for her to last 3 months is a milestone in its own.
I'm surprised she didn't kill him.
For real, though. They had to share bathroom breaks and stuff.
Oh, like, they had to shower. I mean, everything together, dude.
Says for nearly 3 months, the couple had no personal space whatsoever. They did everything together from bathroom breaks to grocery shopping. Oh, man, that would be way too much for me.
Yeah.
The pair said the lack of privacy had cost them their relationship and their wedding plans. So they were planning on getting married at some point, but I guess that's off.
Oh, I couldn't do the bathroom breaks together. No.
The dude says, he says, when the chains were finally severed with a giant cutter, I couldn't wait to go my separate ways. I don't ever want to see her again.
So that was the final straw for him, too. That just made him hate her.
The picture of them getting it undone, they look like they're ready to go. Oh,
don't they look miserable?
Yeah, he's just staring at it like, please cut this off.
That's like a prison sentence.
Yeah, it feels like he was in prison, that's for sure.
Wow.
Right, coming up next here on the show, we're going to play you the conversation we had with Jamie. Jamie's down in El Paso, Texas. If you haven't heard yet, you're just joining the show, she's down there to get a passport. She's had several things go wrong with this particular trip that she's about to take in what, 2 weeks, I think it is, right?
Yeah, July 4th.
So she's going to go to the Bahamas, and she had to get a passport for her 14-year-old little Ralphie, and blah, 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 and there are hurdles that have come up along the way, and almost to the point of where you just say, screw it, I'm not going to go. It's just too much. This happens, and this is something that's in the way, and we can't get this done, and, you know, after a while, you just say, okay, it's not meant to be, right? Well, another thing pops up this morning. She's down there to get a passport. It turns out that there's a story this morning of American Airlines possibly canceling 3,000 flights between now and July 15th because they don't have pilots.
80 a day.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
And it hit me. It's like, wait a minute. I wonder if she's on American when she goes to the Bahamas. Because if it's going over July 4th, boom, we got a problem possibly, right? Well, it turns out she is. Oh, boy. And then it went ugly. So we'll play that for you. We'll play the break back for you where she hung up on us. She's a little upset with
us. She may never talk to us ever again.
It sounds but you know what? And when you listen to it, when you hear it, here's what I want you to do. When you hear it, realize that it was not intentional because I never thought that she was booked on American Airlines. I thought she was on United or Southwest or somebody of that nature. I had no idea. I had no idea. So it wasn't intentional, but it turned out that she is on American, and it could be a problem.
What are the chances, though, of Jamie flying American?
I don't know. Well, now it's very good.
Yeah, it sounds like it's real high.
Yeah, it's really high after talking to her. All right, we'll play you the break. It's about 6 minutes long. We'll play it for you when we come back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, here we go. This is Jamie calling us from El Paso, Texas this morning. She's down there looking for a passport, filling out the paperwork, doing all that, getting it expedited. She was actually calling us back to tell us that another hurdle because she had ran into a psychic Native American lady who had a warning for her. That's the way I took it.
Yeah, she just messaged her on Facebook or DM'd her just out of nowhere, out of the blue.
So it was basically a warning, hey, you know, things are not going so well, so you might want to just stay home or whatever. We never really got to that because of the airline story out there this morning with American Airlines. All right, here we go. This is Jamie calling in from El Paso.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl.
Back to Jamie in El Paso, Texas, trying to get a passport. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what are you guys doing? How was your weekend? What'd you guys do? What's going on?
Well, I heard from all of my kids.
You did?
Yes, I think it's the first time in 20 years.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
I did. So I was very happy about that.
Oh, good. Did you get a lot of yard work done and stuff?
No, I didn't do any yard work.
You didn't? Okay.
I laid low.
Okay, gotcha. It's a Father's Day, yes.
Yeah, I got a question for you before you go further with your soothsayer, your Native American lady who's giving you all these warnings. Are you on American Airlines to go to the Bahamas?
Hold on. Yeah.
No.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
American Airlines has announced they're going to cancel 3,000 flights between now and July 15th.
Shut up. You're lying.
80 a day.
Jamie, they have a pilot shortage.
You're lying.
I swear to God.
You're lying.
We cannot get a break. Jamie, I'm not lying.
You're lying.
Jamie, Schmidl. Hang on a second. Schmidl, am I lying or not?
No, 80 a day. Carson was right. 3,000 total.
You guys are lying.
No.
I'm not even believing this.
Jamie, I have this. I'm telling you, we just did this.
I'm not even going to believe this.
I'm reading it from CNN.
Nope. I'm not even believing you guys.
You're not even believing you. You're going to get an email today.
Jamie, it's the lead story this morning.
I'm not even believing you. I think you guys are totally lying. This is funny. Oh, so funny. Oh, let's watch this. Let's do this to Jamie.
Okay.
I wish it was a lie. It's not.
Okay, Jamie. I'm just saying. I feel so.
I'm putting you on speaker so I can go look this up.
I swear. You go to, let's see here.
Just type in American Airlines pilot shortage. It'll come up everywhere.
Yeah, go.
No way.
Put in American Airlines pilot shortage between now and July 15th. They're going to cancel 3,000 flights. They don't have the pilots to fly, they say.
Shut up, and I am believing you.
Are you looking?
I am looking.
Okay.
I'm looking.
I wish I was lying. I really do.
Oh, my God!
Told you!
Oh, no!
But they said it's maintenance issues. Hold on.
It's a lack of pilots, they're saying.
American Airlines canceling hundreds of flights through mid-July in part due to labor shortages.
Yep, that's called a pilot.
I almost cussed.
Jamie, you can't get a break. This is the craziest thing ever. And then when I mentioned it a few minutes ago, before we called you, I said, oh, my God, I got this gut feeling all of a sudden. I got a feeling that Jamie could be on American Airlines for her trip to the Bahamas, and this could be a problem. Then people started texting and saying, no, we think she's on United. And I thought, okay,
well,
maybe.
I usually fly United, and then the American Airlines flights were cheaper. So I freaking canceled my United flight.
Oh.
I canceled them.
Oh, no.
No wonder they were cheaper. They knew they didn't have any pilots.
Oh, my God.
You can't get a break.
It says 50 to 80 flights per day going forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. 80 flights a day, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Let's see. Customers who have been booked through July 15th will be notified or have already received notifications if their flights have been canceled so they can make adjustments in advance.
All right,
so when will I be notified? Like, when are they going
to
tell me?
I guess any day.
I don't know.
Any day now. Any hour.
Well, you know what? They owe me money.
You can't get a break.
They literally.
I swear.
No, listen. They literally owe me money. If I have to go and go through this, I'm suing them. I need somebody.
She's silly. I'll get Frank Azar on the line.
Yeah. Can you get Frank?
They owe me money. Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
This is terrible.
Let's look up American. Hold on. I'm just looking at my email. American. Yeah. Hold on.
I hate to break this to you, but it's a story.
Shut up.
I'm telling you, I do, Jamie.
Shut up.
Carson, did I not say the entire time this would be tragic, horrible?
If your flight gets canceled, if it's one of these flights, you cannot go. I don't care what it is. That is the universe.
I'm driving.
You can't drive to Nassau.
I'm driving and renting a boat. Right.
So what did your... Okay, let's add insult to injury
here. No, I'm not talking to you. I'm so mad right now, I can't even talk to you.
Jamie, you got to talk to me. I'm your buddy.
No, you're not my buddy. You are the enemy.
You are the enemy.
We didn't make this story up.
What did I do?
Because why would you even bring this to my attention?
Because I'm giving you the heads up.
We're looking out for you.
Oh, man.
I'm looking in my emails. Hold on. Looking. So far, I have no cancellations.
Okay.
All right. So far. Hold on. I'm looking in old emails. So far. Oh, there's an airplane up there. I don't know if you hear it.
No, we don't hear it.
Hold on. June 14th. June 14th, your trip is canceled.
What?
Oh, no way.
Hold on.
I can't do this.
I gotta go. I can't do this.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I can't even. You know what? Screw you guys. Bye-bye.
That was last Monday. What do you want from us?
Jamie. That's the way it ended. So we'll see what kind of attitude she has tomorrow.
She may never come back.
I wonder if that email that she has is actually this trip that we're talking about to Nassau that's been canceled.
I'm thinking it might be. Did you hear her tone? Like, I didn't even realize she just shut down after that. She didn't give us any details or anything.
Well, she's got, what is the agenda here, Schmidl? Is she's got an appointment at what, noon?
Yeah, she has an appointment at noon today.
Which
and
is
then
11-hour time.
Yeah, exactly. And okay. Then she flies back after that.
Okay. So about 3, 4 o'clock this afternoon, she's on a flight back here, right?
Correct.
And she'll be back in studio tomorrow.
Yes.
So we'll figure
That's the plan.
We'll figure all this out tomorrow, I guess.
Oh.
All right. It could be ugly. Who knows?
BJ and Jamie.
Well, I guess that does it for us. We are out of here. Don't forget, another chance to win money coming up at 10:10 this morning with another code word. Yeah, it could score you $1,000. Pretty easy. Also, we'll have 21 Pilots tickets tomorrow. What, 8:30, I think, right?
Ball Arena.
Yep. And then Jamie will be back from Texas tomorrow. Little El Paso. How will that go?
Keep those fingers crossed.
Well, hopefully she gets the passport today, and that's you know, that's the first goal. It's just to get that passport.
That'll help
and
a lot too.
Because I think with the airlines, I think you can get to probably get around that.
Yeah, you can book another flight. Yeah, I mean, they're not the only American's not the only one going to the Bahamas. So.
Right. All right, we'll talk about it tomorrow when she gets back in town. You guys have a great day today. 74 for a high. Going to be quite sweet out there, so enjoy. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye-bye.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.